blanket or
a
a quilt.
Handmade, it's a
quilt.
Okay, and if you're talking, a farmer's talking about a field and the soil is very rich, you might say, we expect a big crop from that field because the soil is very
rich, bottom land.
Okay. You use a word like fertilizer.
Yes, ma'am.
It's very
highly fertilized.
Okay. Do you ever use fertile or fertile?
Fertile. Well, yes, ma'am.
Okay. What about a low-lying grass land?
Oh, let me see. A low-lying
grass.
Let me see.
Maybe it wasn't used for wasn't good enough to grow, say, corn or cotton. Just had grass on it.
Let me see. I know, but I can't say it. I have to think. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, here's a group of words. See if any of them sound familiar here. Marshland.
That's it, marsh.
Trail. What about meadow?
Well, meadow is good also.
Okay.
For this part, meadow or marsh.
What would marsh mean?
Well, that's land that's untenable. Of course, I said marsh would do for here, but that's more.
Would that mean
in the eastern
water?
Part out round off? Because marsh land usually holds
water,
yes, ma'am, and high grass.
Okay. What about around here, if it had water standing on it just about all the time? What would you call that?
Well, we would say brook land.
Okay. But out by the sea, you call it what?
Marsh.
Okay. What about other different kinds of soil around here?
Well, we have clay, we have sand, sandy loam.
What's the very richest?
Well, the very richest is what you just said, the plain old black dirt.
Okay.
Is the richest.
Okay, what about that sandy, what'd you say?
Sandy soil. Now, sandy
Did
soil, that's
sandy loam?
Yes, and that sandy loam, that don't grow nothing but watermelons, cucumbers, it's good for that.
Okay. And if there's a lot of water in the marsh and they're digging something to get it off, what did you say they're doing? They're what, the marsh is?
Draining it, trying to drain it.
Okay, and what do you call the things that you dig to get the water off, you'd say?
Shovels.
Okay, and what do you call those little trenches like that you might be digging?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they're bigger sometimes.
Ditches.
Okay. What about a deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water in a woods or across a field? Maybe it's 10 feet deep and 10 feet across. Really big. What would you call that?
All I know, a big ditch.
Okay. What about a gully or a ravine? You hear those words used around here?
Not in these parts.
Don't have that
no.
much to wash.
No.
Okay. And what a little rise of land.
A hill.
Okay, what if it's a little bigger than that even?
Well, if it was a little bigger than that, it wouldn't be a mountain because we don't have mountains here.
Okay.
We just have to say a hill.
Okay, and what do you call that thing that you use to open the door with? You turn the...
The doorknob.
Okay, have you ever heard that used to describe land? A knob?
A doorknob? No. No, ma'am. No,
knob. Okay. And, I know you don't have mountains around here, but would you have a word that would describe where a mountain drops off to just a very straight, sharp edge? You'd say that's a...
Mountain fall.
Okay. Does that be water runs over?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And they ask this question, too, that's obviously for the mountains. If there's a place where a road goes through a low place, you know, up in the mountains, you might call that a...
Slope.
Okay. What about... Do you ever get a dress pattern and cut out something? What do you call those little places where you're supposed to take the scissors and cut in and out or cut out?
Notches.
Okay.